The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 7:05 in the morning here on the 6th of April, 2022. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared, good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing well.
Well, good. Any wondrous day today?
New Beer's Eve.
What? It's New Beer's Eve?
New Beer's Eve.
Oh, New Beer's,
New Beer's Eve. Eve. Okay.
Okay.
How weird that would be on April 6th.
New Beer's. Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, thanks. Okay, Linda.
All right. Well, good morning, everybody, on this beautiful Wednesday. Can you believe the week flying by? 7:06 in the morning. Today's going to call for a sunny day with a high of 91, overnight lows of 59. Thursday calls for sunny with a high of 94, and Friday, 88. I can't wait. Did I just read that?
You did.
Did I just say 91?
Oh, I thought it was going to be 94.
Tomorrow, 94.
Oh, okay. That's
Friday, 88. Yeah. I got to get out my sunblock. I know we were on the range yesterday, and I did do some sunblock, but whoa. Saturday, 76. Sunday, 70. So we're going back down again, which is nice. We'll take that. Monday, chance of showers. And a Tuesday, this is weird, a chance of rain and snow showers. Mostly sunny with a high near 70.
It doesn't say rain and snow.
Yes, it does for Tuesday of next week. Now,
rain and snow. No.
Mostly sunny with a high near 70 is what this says. So we've got this 20-degree jump and, heat. So I don't know if we're going to read about Crackmaster today, but that I always think of is your car in this major alignment. Anyway, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. That's an Anderson business located in the Anderson area where they give senior and veteran discounts. The Kenny family doing
it's
great things.
Better-known business, 365-3793. Okay, where do we start? There's so much. This is open line for bike an hour today. And then 8 o'clock we have Reading Police Department. But let's start with, here's a medical thing. We have a friend who's in the medical field, and a friend of his died from a heart attack. And he said, So he had some, he had tests done. He said, well, when that makes you think. Well, then a relative of his, very much, even though a little bit older, but very much in good shape, bicycle. Did all this stuff. Just, scuba dives, all this thing, but in really good shape. Drops and has this massive heart attack. Enough so that he has to wear, and I've never heard of this before, he has to wear like a vest on that keeps your heart beating at a certain rate. Well, then our friend said, well, you know what? So he had this test done. They had another test done. And they said, well, really don't have anything to worry about. And then he talked about history. And at that point, they did another test, and he got a stent the same day. And they put a stent in his heart, and he had like an 80% blockage in one spot. Here's the thing is, he's a medical professional. But what it took was people around him having these problems. So I think it goes back to you're the one that's in charge of your health.
Yeah, you're in charge of your body, and even more so, this is not to say anything negative. And the reason I say that is because, we're so appreciative of the doctors and the care that we've had in Reading. But I will say that, things can get lost, and I feel like more and more we're moving towards – this is specialized and that is specialized. But if you really listen to your body, and that's what happened with this particular friend of ours, who just felt like he demanded that he was going to get the extreme tests. He must have known on some level, it was at a certain age and said, and in the extreme, so he listened to this little nagging thought, and I think that is like a God whisper. If you listen to it, it's very, very important. You're in charge of your health. You can't expect somebody else, to be in charge. You know when you think, when things aren't flowing correctly, or you're not thinking clearly, or you could possibly have a health issue. Anyway,
you could have something that's causing the oxygen to your head not to be there totally. And then we have another friend whose daughter has brain cancer, has a tumor in her brain that they say could have been growing since she was 14, and she's in her 20s now. Yeah. I mean, and then it was just, and then it just got to the point where, boom, it happens. Things start happening quickly. And this is when they find out. So our thoughts and prayers go out with her.
So did you, I wanted to share with the fact that, Jared started off this morning, came in the room and said, because Thursday night I had my show and I had the Theater Coalition on. So that would have been the Cascade, that would have been Axiom, and that would have been Riverfront. And they all said, I said, you want to give tickets away? You want to give tickets? So there, somebody had called into the show, and Jared had said, I'll call you back, and then she called. She wasn't there. So anyway, the show would have been, and still is, Matilda, and I haven't gone online to see if it's still in production. Matilda, Cascade was giving tickets away then, so we could give two away, and the other one is Meteor Showers, that is the Steve Martin play that's at Riverfront, so there would have been tickets for that. So if you are still, and she's still interested, you can call in, and I'll just make sure, I'll send an email and know that you're coming. But with the Riverfront, when you have these tickets, you've got to redeem the, when they give us the vouchers. I went to see Steel Magnolias and was pleasantly surprised. The art and the beautiful thing about theater, I went down with my mom, this weekend, we did, and my mom has season tickets to Sacramento Music Theater, and also she used to have tickets for Music Circus, and I know that years ago I was in a production at Music Circus, and it's really fantastic. It used to be Theater in the Round outside under a tent. Now they've changed it, so we're going to be seeing a couple performances coming up. But we had gone down, but so specifically I could take my mom, and we had these great seats, and we went to go see Wicked. Now, I saw Wicked about 12, I don't know how many years ago, because I remember I was driving a black car, that's all I can remember, and how many years ago that was, to go see Wicked in San Francisco and join my girlfriend there. So I've seen it before, but this time, and this is the beauty of when you go and you think that you've seen that house, you've seen that art, you've gone to that restaurant, you've seen that river, you've done that thing. As you go through life and you change, you age, you do see things through a different lens. Your lenses, not necessarily, you can't see as well. But, how you perceive things, taste things, look at things, appreciate things, does change. And I'm speaking for myself, of course, but I really think that's human nature, how you appreciate things, the little things. Wicked, for me this time, was like a brand new production. It's like I never saw it before. Every little detail, every nuance, every pose, the shoes, the costumes, the wigs, the intricacy of the sets, it was a Broadway touring production. It was flawless. It was perfect. And we have this community here in Reading that's got great theater, we're starting to come alive. Last night we went to Fusion. We joined some friends. We went to the downtown restaurant Fusion. The place was packed. Downtown activity is happening. People are alive. They want to move forward. So I question you and ask our listening audience, are you like a feeling that you want to participate? Because we'll make sure that we get more theater tickets so that you can go out and experience. All you have to do is be present and be pleasantly pleased about the talent we have here in the North State. The people are really putting it out there.
Absolutely. No, I totally agree with you on that. And I listened to you tell me about Wicked. It's been 3 days now. But
you know how it goes.
But I know how it goes, and because you were thoroughly enjoyed this. And it wasn't just the acting and the singing. I assume they sang.
It's a musical, yes. Okay. Everything was singing.
But you talked about things like all the accessories, the shoes that had to be made, you know, the wigs, all this. So you can go out in our town right here and have a thoroughly enjoyable night. And we've got that. We have it right here. Okay, got to take a break. I do want to remind everybody, tonight is the candidates forum. It's going to be at the Sheraton Hotel. It's a meet and greet at 5, and it's going to start around 5:30. We will be broadcasting it if you can't go. We're going down.
Starts at 5.
It starts
not 5:30.
Oh, it starts at 5.
Yeah.
Okay.
Doors open at 4:30.
Doors open at 4:30. Thank you very much for a meet and greet, and then it starts at 5. We'll be on the air. Starting at 5 o'clock, we'll be preempting Mark Levin, and you can hear the candidates for the first district, and they're going to do one for the fifth district also. However, in between doing everything, and you say to yourself, you know, it's going to be hot, so maybe I want to go someplace on a trip. How about that you can fly daily nonstop from Reading to Seattle with Alaska Airlines, and with a one-stop get anywhere in the world. Enjoy a cool weekend in the Pacific Northwest or fly to Seattle and take that Alaskan cruise, which we have friends that say they're going to do that. Book now at AlaskaAirlines.com/Reading. And think about it. You can leave from here, fly to Alaska, hop onto your cruise ship. And we did an Alaska cruise and had just a wonderful time. And you don't have to drive to Sacramento. No. You don't have to find parking. You don't have to when you get back because your plane's late. You get into your car at midnight, and then you have to drive home. No. Just fly into Reading and just drive home. What a great idea.
When we come back, I'd like to just test your mind, Carl.
No.
Let's test
it all.
Five things and headlines that you need to know. We'll be right back.
Morning has broken like the first morning. Blackbird has spoken like the first bird. Praise for the singing, praise for the morning, praise for them spring.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Shasta County, are you ready for something real special? Mary's Pizza Shack has some changes. We're now Charlie's Tap House, and a tap house rule number one is come in for the homemade pizzas, pastas, and other house-made specialties, and stay for the beer wall.
Mary's Pizza Shack is now Charlie's Tap House Pizza, Pasta, Grill. Same family owners and same homemade recipes. Plus, a few more you'll want to try for yourself. Friday nights, try our special hand-cut prime rib for just $28 with all the fixings. and all week you can enjoy surf and turf or salmon and polenta.
Don't miss Shasta County's premier tap beer wall with your favorite beers on demand that you can order by the ounce. Try our new house beer collaboration with Woody's Brewing, Flippin' Hazy. Your taste buds will thank you. And when you sign up for our Tap House Rewards program, you'll automatically get $5 off towards your next order. Remember, our vibe is casual. The atmosphere is social.
Order online at charlews.com. That's charlews.com.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Bob. We're on 7 to 9 AM, Monday through Friday here, 7:22 in the morning here on the 6th, 58 degrees out there. Yeah, that was Bobby Rydell, passed away, one of the kings of pop back in the 60s. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite, Redding's dish premier local retailer, providing our area with the best value, service, and technology in TV for over 30 years. Absolutely. Our friends over at B&T Satellite, don't call the 800 number. Call Doug Tooley and his family at 241-3474 to see why Dish is America's simple, reliable home entertainment solution. So many great things. You know, we've got Dish, and we're very, very happy with Dish. And it's because of Doug Tooley. Again, give him a call, 241-3474. Okay.
Well, let's talk about Cool April Nights, you know, because we know that that's one of the biggest events, if not the biggest event, that brings people in from all over to Reading. All right, so what we're going to promote that a little bit. Right now we're going to talk about if you get a wristband, you go to Napa Auto Parts, and I guess that gets you, like, passing through.
Well, no, that wristband, you can buy a wristband that's good for every event, and it's reasonably priced. As opposed to buying a wristband for every event. I mean, it's like $20-$25 or something.
Okay,
but it gets you through every event, including the big car show.
Yeah, the big show. Or if you just want to go to the big show, it's $10. But the wristbands are available at Napa, parts in Redding, Palo Cedro, and Anderson, Cottonwood, Shasta, Lake City, Red Bluff, and Weaverville. So anyway, that's the way to go.
They've already started.
I know. 50 events to enjoy between April 22nd and May 1st. All proceeds from the event are donated back to local youth programs. You have to understand that. I mean, it's almost $1 million has been donated to date. It's just a really cool, fun. It's been around for 32 years.
If you haven't been in Reading, if you know you've been here for the last few years and you haven't had a chance to see it, go to a show and shine. They're great, but go to the cruise where all of these cool, great cars cruise up and down Hilltop Drive.
And show and shines everywhere.
Right.
And that is so much fun.
We'll talk more and more about that as we go on.
So Bobby Rydell, you were talking about that when we came into him. He was also Hugo. You talked about Hugo Peabody in Bye Bye Birdie.
Yeah.
He was 79.
Seems kind of young.
Yes, it is. He had over 34 top 100 hits and more than 25 million album sales. Think about that.
Oh, I do.
32 million. I mean, in those days, that's huge.
It's too bad that you all didn't get, you know, royalties on things.
We were, well, anyway, that's another story. Okay, top, you want to go through headlines? We
sure.
Do about five
sure.
minutes. Okay.
Okay, I've got things too.
This is what we start off with. Let's start off with COVID-19, even though it's, you know, we're so over it. But I just want to, these are the headlines. You were likely relieved when the symptoms went away in 1 or 2 weeks. Some people have experienced long COVID with conditions like fatigue, headaches, and chest pain lingering for more than a month.
Well, you know, our lawyer, our workers' comp that comes in and talks about this, that he's got a couple of cases that have gone on and on and on, Patrick Gorman, that, you know, it's gone beyond their medical care.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, in the sense that it's run out, but they are still suffering from it, or they've had a vaccine reaction that has taken them off from work. So,
well,
other stuff, you know, and the vast, vast, vast majority of the cases of COVID, people recovered, walked away, they're on their way. A lot of people may have had it, didn't even know about it, whatever.
Well, it's a medical condition. So
but it's still out there.
Biden administration is boosting its research efforts with a $20 million investment that's going to expand clinics and help bolster health insurance coverage.
Okay.
I think that's a good thing.
That would be good for people that are still suffering long-term
COVID
effects.
Care. Okay.
Yeah. Now, they're also spending $2.5 billion to help transgenderism around the world.
All right. Well, okay. So that was...
What's that
you
mean?
Just poured acid
What's
on a nice
mean?
Thought. Okay,
no,
you, in Ukraine.
No, I didn't. I
in an emotional address to the UN
Biden
Security Council yesterday,
another mistake.
Ukrainian President Zelensky accused Russian troops of killing civilians for pleasure. This sickens me. And warned more atrocities could occur.
The town of Bucha. Let's talk about that, Bucha. When they went back into that town, they found numerous people dead in the street. Many of them had their hands tied behind them. Some have been decapitated. Mm. Some were indicating that women had been raped and then burnt in fires. You know, this, it's one thing to kill people in a war. It's another thing to commit atrocities like this. You know, when they say, oh, they hit a church. Oh, they hit a medical facility. You know, we've done that before. When we're in during a mobile war and you're attacking, you do this because a lot of times the enemy puts their people there and forces you to take that area. All right. I don't get too excited about that. It's war. But when you start getting this and you're going to find more, they said they found evidence of a mass grave. You know, who do you hold responsible for this? Well, you eventually hold the generals in charge of that area, but then you can say, well, Putin's the one that started this. This would not have happened if Vladimir Putin had not invaded the Ukraine, which is another thing because Russia's still on the UN Security Council, and they can't even condemn him because he will veto it.
Well, it's according to this, potential for significant international conflict is increasing, not decreasing. Later today, the U.S. will announce new sanctions on Russia in coordination with several other nations and European nations, according to administration official. Also in the news, severe storms. More than 45 million people are under an enhanced severe weather threat across the southeast U.S. this morning, where a powerful storm could deliver a triple threat of wind, tornadoes, and flooding. Parts of Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee, and the western Carolinas could damage winds and few tornadoes in the coming days. According to the latest forecast, a flood watch is also in effect for about 2 million people in the region. At least 2 people were killed yesterday, but the storms, local officials said. All right. Do you want to talk about 3 or 4?
4.
Okay. Student loans. The Biden administration is planning to extend its pause on federal student loan repayments through August 31st. The repayment freeze, which has been in place since the beginning of the pandemic, was scheduled to expire May 1st. But due to increased pressure from other Democrats and consumer advocate groups, President Joe Biden will move the date yet again as inflation and ongoing supply chain issues continue to make everyday items more expensive.
On one side, they're saying the economy, the economy's recovered. I actually heard an administrative spokesman say this. Well, if it wasn't for inflation, it'd be doing great. That this would be a great economy if it wasn't for inflation. Are you an idiot? That's like saying if my car's engine hadn't fallen out, it'd be a great car to drive. And then now they want to, the one thing the Biden administration and Dems want, they want to forgive student loans. How, it's in the trillions of dollars. How ridiculous is this? That means that I pay for that kid's or that person's master's in basket weaving and, he just gets forgiven or she gets forgiven on this. What about the people that don't go to college that are going to have to pay for this? What about that?
All right. When we come back,
it's another Biden boo-boo. I'm going to call him. Okay. We're going to start on Fridays. We're going to have a Biden boo-boo and we're going to pick the most egregious thing that he's done this week. And it could be just standing up there talking. And we're going to play that.
Administration boo-boo. All right. We'll be right back.
Biden,
we're going to take a message.
The Biden boo-boo.
Take a break with these messages.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. This place doesn't make boo-boos. They've been around 15 years, and they've been helping move local dreams forward since the day they opened. That's Cornerstone Community Bank, 4 branches. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to kcnr1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Fly nonstop from Reading to Las Vegas for as low as $39 one way with Avelo Airlines.
feeling like that weekend getaway? You can be in Vegas by lunch and enjoy all that Las Vegas has to offer. Great food, entertainment, and fun. Don't forget about those Raiders games this fall. With small lines and easy parking, flying from Reading with Avelo just got a whole lot better with flights to Vegas. Say hello to Avelo and book direct now at AveloAir.com.
I'm Sandra Jennings. I've been an astrologer for over 50 years. My expertise in studies of the movements of the sun, moon, and planets and how they relate to each other can help me to identify your best possible life using your birth chart or yearly solar return. Contact me through Facebook at Sandra Jennings or Sandra Jennings Astrology, or email me at sandrajennings85@gmail.com.
The Queen.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Jared's at the helm. It is 58 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day. 7:36 in the morning here on the 6th of April. This portion of the show, and it's because somebody you were talking about, Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
It's 20 degrees. We're going to be going through. Today looks like it's 91, tomorrow 94.
And 91 today?
91, tomorrow 94. That's why I'm going to get out there early with a horse this morning. But I could tell you that now as we go to these hotter days, next week, according to the national forecast, now, you know, things change. They, you know, here's the prediction until next Tuesday. A chance of rain and snow showers, mostly sunny with a high near 70.
So
we're going 24 degrees.
So what we're saying is that little bitty chip in your windshield could crack due to temperature change, due to any number of things. And Jeff can fix that. He is just a true artist when it comes to repairing windshields. Whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, he's not going to take any chances with your family safety. He's going to fix it, and he's going to guarantee it for life. And there's nobody better at repairing windshields than Jeff Worst at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. It's a veteran-owned business. And if you want a free inspection and analysis, stop by 3208 South Market Street or give them a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today.
Okay. All right. So I just
what
need,
else do you have
I
there
have
before
a few
I
minutes.
Get into my stuff?
Okay, I got a few minutes here. So animal control has captured a fox after six people were bitten or nipped at the U.S. Capitol. Apparently, there are several fox dens on Capitol grounds. It's
one of the congressmen got nipped by a fox. Yeah, that's what he says.
Yeah, well, McDonald's is bringing back a fan favorite menu item. This item is back for a limited time and is causing a buzz among the fast food fans. Hint, you'll want some sauce.
Oh, gosh.
All right. You know, there's a couple enough. Things that are important. Rare Michelangelo drawing.
Michelangelo. Yeah.
Rare Michelangelo drawing could fetch up to $33 million in a Paris sale coming up.
How much do you think that watercolor I painted back in 86
probably
would be worth right now?
Billions.
What do you think? I have an
billions.
Original watercolor I painted, my friend.
Two more things. Well, three more things. A man finds...
Flower.
Okay, this kind of creeps me out. Now, I don't know if he bought this couch at a garage sale or if he found this on the side of the road and decided to take it home, but a man finds a 7-foot snake behind a couch cushion.
Well, that's probably why it was there. That's why it was for sale.
Okay.
No action
now,
so far.
Is there more? Oh, yeah. Yeah, a couple things. I got tickets to give away, but before that, I don't know, you guys. I think about, like, what's going on with our planet. And, you know, we sometimes I have the astrologer on about our planets around us and the planetary alignment. Amazon is planning to deploy to provide internet connectivity across the planet. The company announced deals yesterday with three rocket companies that are expected to launch more than half of the satellites by 2026. Amazon has been quietly developing the venture for years, but it is unclear whether the internet service will be available for consumers or how much it will cost.
Okay, let me tell you about this. In 1997, 1998, I'm thinking what it is. Our communications guy at the Marine Corps Warfighting Lab had a satellite company, and we came in and briefed us, Mike Rimmer.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do is they launch a low-altitude series of satellites that will last 10 to 12 years. And what that would do is would have given the Marine Corps its own satellite communication system that you could reach anywhere in the world with. And I'm wondering if this is kind of like this. And what it is they launch them, and they look like, if it looks like coins in the launch, you know, in the rocket itself, in the payload. They look like coins stacked on each other. And then as they're released, they open up, but it's a low level, you know, not 30,000 feet. It's much higher than that. It's in space, but it's not extreme space, so they can reach up there and launch these. And I'm wondering if this is some kind of plan that Amazon has, that what you can do is you put so many of them up there and you have redundancy and you have an ability to reach from one side of the world to another.
I just wonder, I understand that, but I wonder how that affects the living.
By the way, the Marine Corps didn't do it.
The living beings, the planet, meaning the grass and the animals and the people. Is there something when you have these planetary shifts, if there's, you know, how things beam, if that affects anything? To me, it will affect things. I just feel like because it's in space and it's doing weird stuff that I don't know. It doesn't.
Your
feel
dad's
good to me.
Dinner the other night affected me. It affected me for two full days. But
well, speaking of effect,
we're going to give away two tickets to the Red Bluff Roundup. It's on Easter Sunday.
That's right. And you know, if you've never been to the Red Bluff Roundup and you want to go, what's really cool is that you can still go to church. And I think on this day they actually call it a cowboy church because we got two tickets now. You're going to be sitting in the row before us, actually. We're going on Easter Sunday. Starts at 1:30.
So you can listen to Linda screaming and yelling with the wild horse race.
So anyway, give us a call at 605-4567, and you'll get two tickets for Easter Sunday for the Red Bluff Roundup.
We're going to be there so we can, it's in the afternoon, so you can go to church in the morning, go to the Red Bluff Roundup in the afternoon, 605-4567.
Okay, what's on your mind?
Okay, no action. Dr. Karen Ramstrom from Health and Human Services, as you know, has raised the ire of several groups of people. So she has had a job review, and yesterday the Board of Supervisors met in closed session, or can I say secret session, closed session, and when they came out, there was no decision made one way or the other. This is what they announced. So now, if you fire Karen Ramstrom, it means you have to have a doctor to go in there, because that's by law. But can she sue for wrongful termination? I don't know. This is the, but these are things that I'm sure the Board of Supervisors are taking into account. And are there other people on that list? Something to think. We're going to take a quick break. We come back. We're going to talk about what's going on down in Sacramento. They've arrested a third person in this. And I want to tell you about the people they arrested. You're going to love this. This is something you really need to get your arms around when I tell you about the people that they arrested. But this portion of the show brought to you by Mike Huber and Estate Granite. Mike Huber at Estate Granite is just a good guy. But the thing about being a good guy is this. He's also extremely good at his job, and that's redesigning kitchens, bathrooms, putting in the tile, the granite, the marble, the slate. He does outstanding work. It's a veteran-owned business, and he works by appointment only. And for a free consultation, give him a call at 241-STONE or check out estategranite.com. You know, you're not going to be sorry here. This man does just really, really good work. 7:45 in the morning, and it's 58 degrees out there, going up to 91 today. We'll be right back.
Did you know the role of district attorney is as important as our sheriff? It's true. The district attorney is an underappreciated office that protects our community. Law enforcement officers make the arrests, but it's the DA that decides if the suspect is prosecuted. That's why we need Eric Jensen for district attorney. Eric Jensen's an experienced attorney who shares our conservative values and will ensure the office of district attorney is both transparent and accountable to us, the people. Join me in voting Eric Jensen for district attorney. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Everyone should feel safe in Shasta County, period. This is Baron Browning. Being a father and a Marine, and the mayor of Anderson has taught me that effective leadership comes from the willingness to put your own agenda aside and communicate with everyone. The people of Anderson did just that, and together we've made it one of the greatest and safest communities to live in. Let's make sure that all of our public safety personnel are not hamstrung with low funding and staffing by providing them the resources needed to keep our community safe. Vote Baron Browning for Shasta County Supervisor, District 5.
Paid for by the committee to elect Baron Browning for Supervisor 2022.
Gather your friends and family to share a meal. Seasons inside Wind River Resort and Casino is offering Easter brunch on Sunday, April 17th. Brunch 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. includes carving station with prime rib, baked ham, omelet station, assorted sides and desserts. See the full menu and prices at windriver.com. Children 5 and under free. Reservations suggested. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Leave Easter brunch to us and find your moment at the river.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Memory Lane is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and features furniture, jewelry, sports memorabilia, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, along with hand-carved decor, pictures and paintings, and so much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Gateway Shopping Center.
Our faith, family, and freedoms are under attack, and these last 2 years have shown we can't rely on government bureaucrats to defend us. It's time for local conservative citizens to step up and stop politics as usual. It's time for Eric Jensen. Eric Jensen will ensure the Office of District Attorney is both transparent and accountable to the people of Shasta County, not some fellow political cronies. As a mother and a concerned citizen, I'm voting Eric Jensen for District Attorney. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. A great place to buy your jewelry at. It's got a huge selection at very fair prices. Watch your watch repairman that can fix anything. It's just a good place to go to. Let's go to the phones. Ron, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Now, hang on just for a second. Hey, did we lose the other one, Jared? Or oh, these are the ones that won the tickets?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Philip.
No. Yeah, Philip called, and then I wrote his name on a piece of paper.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that is for the tickets. Yeah, yeah. Okay, good, good, good. Okay, okay, Ron. Thank you, Ron.
We're with you.
I was okay. Confused, which is easy.
Well, I get that way sometimes, too. Anyway, they have, excuse me, you're having, or somebody's having a, at the Sheraton,
yes,
candidate.
Tonight.
Tonight, okay. is that going to be law enforcement, like the sheriffs? And
no,
the
no. I think they're going to have those later. Tonight is going to be District 1 only, this form.
Okay. Okay, District 1, okay.
Yeah, the candidates for District 1. Then they're going to do District 5. I'm sure that there's going to be forms for the candidates for sheriff, DA, Office of Education, County Recorder, all of these. But tonight is for District 1.
Okay. I was just curious if anybody could go.
And there. You can listen to it on, you don't even have to go there. You can listen to it on the air.
Okay.
I don't, it's not a debate. I don't think it's not a debate like you would think debate. It's a forum where they get to speak. However, from what I understand, if one person addresses another, they have a chance to rebut it. So, you know.
Okay. I just wonder if people could go in and ask questions as well. So.
I think there's going to be that ability also. Okay. I've got a wireless mic that we'll have available for people to use. So.
Okay. Well, thank you very much then.
You bet. Thank you. Thanks, Chamber of Commerce. Okay, let's talk about Sacramento for a minute. Let's talk about the shootings. As we know, 6 people killed, 13 people wounded. One of the people killed, you know, you think, oh, the Sacramento police are saying they're thinking this is gang on gang. However, you had a firearm that had been illegally, let's use that word, illegally modified to shoot automatic. One of the people that died was a homeless lady, well known down there. She had housing, and she chose not to use the housing, and she just was down there. Well, that was one of the people killed down there. But let's talk about the two guys that they arrested for this so far. The two brothers who faced charges have criminal histories that include violent crimes. A year ago, prosecutors argued for Smiley Martin, this guy's 27, to remain in prison when he was up for early release and amid a 10-year sentence for domestic violence and assault with great bodily injury. Prosecutors told the state parole board he routinely violated the law and noticed his previous convictions for possessing an assault weapon, stealing electronics from department stores, and beating a girlfriend that he wanted to become a prostitute. Martin's criminal conduct is violent and lengthy, a Sacramento prosecutor wrote in a letter obtained by the AP. He's committed several felony violations and clearly has little regard for human life and the law. This letter includes an ominous warning from the prosecutors, according to Sacramento Bee. If he's released early, he will continue to break the law. His brother was freed from an Arizona prison in 2020 after serving just 1.5 years for violating probation in separate cases involving a felony conviction for aggravated assault in 2016 and conviction on marijuana charge in 2018. He pleaded guilty to punching, kicking, and choking a woman in a hotel room when she refused to work for him as a prostitute. So I'm seeing two pimps here. It sounds like it, trying to force women into prostitution, two violent thugs. And they're out in the streets like this thug that stabbed the young man at the Taco Bell. Should have never been on the streets. He should have been in jail. And yet our system is here turning loose murderers like that. And how does the government of California want to handle this? Oh, let's just, you know what? We should be able to have citizens sue gun makers because people are being shot. How about something very simple? Why don't you have them serve their time in jail? The prosecutor from the DA from Sacramento said, He has little regard for human life and law, and they let him out early. And this is what happens. So they've arrested three people. One of them may not have had anything to do. Now they're saying they think it's gang-related. 100 rounds fired in about a minute. Innocent people killed. When you start reading about some of them, it doesn't sound like they're not the ones they're talking about. It doesn't sound like gang members. One of them is a social worker. Another one, you know, is father of six, worked in this place. Well, it does, just because you're father of six doesn't mean you're not a, you know, a criminal. But when you start seeing this. So here, but the bottom line on this is, these are criminals they put out on the streets. This is your governor. This is the state of California. Let's just turn some more loose. Well, this is what you get. We have it right here in town. A young man has his life taken. He's just working at his job. He's outside on a break. And this guy comes up with no provocation and stabs him to death. What's he doing on the street? He's got a long list of felonies. He's got a long list of being in trouble with the law. We don't have room for him. Well, you know, when is it going to be that we hold our politicians' feet to the fire and say, we need a jail. We need a bigger jail now. Or we need a holding area. Put felons in tents. You can air condition them. You can do all these things. How about bringing in mobile barracks that the Marines have been in? And I looked at this years ago and presented it to the then sheriff. Oh no, it's just, you know, you've got to meet all these requirements. Why? You're giving them air conditioning, you're giving them food, you're giving them all these things, and you put them into a wired enclosure and you hold people there. Hey, you guys got arrested for stealing a car. Okay, fine. Then you go to this holding cell until they can figure out something to do. But take them off the streets. We need a jail. We've always said we needed a jail. It's been going on now for at least 8 years, and yet we don't see anything. Patrick Henry Jones sat right across from him, and he says, I'm gonna take this money. We are going to build a jail. Okay, Patrick Henry Jones. Let's see it. Let's see it, Les Paul. Let's see it, Tim Gorman. Let's see it, Joe Comente. Let's see it, Mary Rickard. When are we going to get that jail? What do we have to do? We got innocent people being killed. What's it going to take? A mass shooting downtown from people that should have been in jail? What's it going to take to move forward on this? To at least say, okay, we've identified the area. Boom. And now this is what we're going to do. We are going to get those plans drawn. Or hell, like Joan said, they draw plans everywhere. Let's plagiarize the plans. Let's buy the plans. Here it is. If we don't do anything else except build the, start the location and put one wing out, we need to start. Because violence is coming to Redding. And it is such a, you know what? It's one thing to say, okay, you know, people are not getting along, but we haven't had the violence.
I can tell you that we went down to the theater to see Wicked.
Were there the next day.
I know. We didn't really know. We got into our seats, and the gentleman there who is in his early 90s, who's been a major contributor to the theater, and my parents have known him for years, sat there and said, did you hear what happened? And he pulls out a cell phone, and he's informing us. At 2 o'clock in the morning, there was a mass shooting right two blocks from where we were. So my mom and I drove by the crime scene after the show. We drove by and we were like, oh my God, you know, all these, you know, news media that closed off the street with the yellow, crime scene. And it is, and then we drove because we were trying to find how we get to Sacramento Music Circus, the one we go see Carousel. And my beloved Sacramento that I grew up in, that was beautiful downtown, has turned into, I can't even begin to tell you folks, driving by businesses that all of a sudden you see the tents. The tents are up. The tents are down in the alley. The tents are the lean-tos. And the weeds. Weeds, like, I said, Mom, she goes, that's why we don't come down here anymore. Oh, my God, it's like an encroachment that is so sad.
It is. Things have changed. But we, as citizens of Redding and Shasta County, we ought to have a little bit more say about this and stop it before, you know, we were told heroin's on its way up. It made it. Fentanyl's on its way up. It made it. And now I believe that violence is on its way up. But we need to stop this. We need to stop it now. We'll be right back with Redding Police Department.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason.
The world sees what is happening in Ukraine. The Justice Department sees what is happening in Ukraine.
Attorney General Garland announcing the indictment of a Russian oligarch and the seizure of millions of dollars in assets amid growing evidence of Russian atrocities, the horrific abuse, torture, and slaughter of civilians by Putin's troops in Ukraine.
We are assisting international efforts to identify and hold accountable those responsible for atrocities in Ukraine, and we will continue to do so.
He says U.S. authorities have also taken down a global cybercrime operation that was controlled by Russian military intelligence. And the U.S. is sanctioning two of Vladimir Putin's adult daughters, also toughening penalties on Russian banks. A Ukrainian regional governor reports attacks on a fuel depot and a factory, and now Russian troops are said to be looking to the east.
The Ukraine military says Russia's preparing for an offensive in Ukraine's east with the aim to establish complete control over the territory of Donetsk and Luhansk regions.
That's correspondent Charles Deledesma. Another reprieve for holders of student loans could be in the works.
The White House is expected to extend a moratorium on student loan payments and interest charges through August 31st. A move that affects more than 40 million people who owe $1.6 trillion in student loan debt held by the federal government. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki wouldn't say if it will be extended past the end of August, but
no one has been required to pay a single dime of federal student loans since the president took office.
And that report from correspondent Tim McGuire. Uneasy about what the Fed might have in mind for interest rates, along with the Ukraine situation, stocks sharply lower on Wall Street. The Dow is off 287 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy!
Human rights activists say violence against journalists in Mexico has reached unprecedented levels, encouraged by government hostility toward the news media.
The human rights organization Article 19 has found that the first 3 months of 2022 were the deadliest on record for Mexican journalists, after 8 reporters were killed. The group's investigation revealed that during the first 3 years of President Andrés Manuel López Obrador's administration, there were almost 2,000 verbal and physical attacks against the media, including at least 30 murders.
And that's a BBC Sophie Glass Ryan. Grammy Award-winning songwriter Ed Sheeran has won a UK copyright battle over his 2017 hit, Shape of You. He's blasting what he describes as a culture of baseless lawsuits designed to squeeze money out of artists who are eager to avoid the expense of a trial. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A tug-of-war has broken out over an airline.
JetBlue Airways is trying to buy Spirit Airlines and break up a plan for Spirit to merge with fellow budget airline Frontier. Spirit said that JetBlue offered $33 a share, or about $3.6 billion. Spirit says its board will evaluate the JetBlue bid and decide what's best for its shareholders. The JetBlue offer is about 40% higher than the value of Frontier's bid. Spirit shares soared after the New York Times reported JetBlue's bid. Keith Peters reporting.
Parts of the southeast have gotten hit once again by powerful storms, severe thunderstorms, possible tornadoes. The region not out of the woods just yet. Forecasters are warning people across the south to keep an eye on the weather today. They say there could be more dangerous storms on the way. Once again on Wall Street this hour, the NASDAQ down 339 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike, what day is it, Mike?
Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Yeah, it's hump day. We've missed it the last couple of weeks through no fault of anybody's. But welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Carl and DeBott, we're on 7 to 9 AM Monday through Friday, and Linda just ran off because she's got something else going on. Today, the 6th of April, 8:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring, Compassion, Community. Courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's rated number one. Go out and find out why. But don't do it during an emergency. Jared's at the helm. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
Since Linda left, I have the weather, unless you want to do it.
Doesn't matter to me.
Today's sunny with a high near 91. That sucks. With gusts as high as 22 miles per hour today. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 59. 59, 69, 79, 89, so there's 30 degree difference. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 94, with 10 mile per hour winds, partly cloudy with a low around 59 tomorrow night. Friday, sunny with a high near 88, Friday night, clear with a low around 50, sunny. Saturday, sunny with a high near 76, Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 44. Looks like, now, get this, Monday night. And for Monday, a chance of showers. But Monday night, a chance of rain and snow showers? Are you kidding? Partly cloudy with a low around 41. Maybe up in the hills. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a Anderson-based business. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. The Kenny started this well over 20 years ago. Here's the thing. All the propane comes out of a big tank, so it all comes down to customer service, and they have the greatest customer service anywhere. That's Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. And we are pleased to have our Reading Chief of Police here with us, Bill Schuller. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, you heard my rant on the way in.
I did. I was listening.
I was going crazy. So, it's my theory, and tell me, hopefully I'm wrong, but we've watched everything from the south get up here. Heroin, fentanyl, sex trafficking, moving up from the south, which everybody knows is where Satan lives. From the south, yeah. Up here to the north, mass shootings, two in Sacramento in the last 4 or 5 weeks. Are we just dodging a bullet, or is it that, is this something that could happen up here?
It absolutely could happen. We've had, you know, active shooters, and it was, you know, closest to Hama County. We've had...
The guy that went down by the school.
Yeah. The one by the school. They had another incident, Rancho Tehama, the other day, where he shot at officers, and, you know, there's an officer involved shooting there, and they ended up having to barricade him and, take him out by gas with their SWAT team. I mean, these things potentially could happen here, and we have to be, we plan and train for these unfortunate events. I think it's every law enforcement officer's worst nightmare, but we will be ready, and I'll tell you, you'll have a whole lot of cops charging
in. Can you share with our audience some of the things, you know, we don't need to know all your tactics, of course, but how, okay, comes in, active shooter, downtown.
Right.
Shooting, down here, right down here in the mall.
Sure. So you're gonna have,
you're getting multiple 911 calls.
Right. You're gonna have a multiple, agency response. So you're gonna have us, the sheriff's department, CHP, the DA investigators. It's everybody. It's all hands on deck are gonna run.
All law enforcement packing a gun.
Everybody. Yep. You're gonna see so many people. And that's the big thing is we wanna make sure everybody's readily identifiable. You know, you got people in plain clothes running out there. You gotta make sure they're wearing, wearing something so there we don't confuse them with the bad guy. But yeah, it's gonna be an all hands on deck response. School shooting, anything. And then try and either isolate or eliminate the threat right away. And then start working towards the mass casualty type event, if that's what it turns out to be, and dealing with those injuries. We are doing a lot of training with our fire department, and both on the state fire level of county fire and our local fire department, the city of Reading, to integrate them into these incidents earlier than before. So previously, you would have an event like this, school shooting, mass shooting, whatever, and they're out on the periphery waiting for us to clear that scene completely. And unfortunately, what they found in cases like, back in Colorado, one of the first school shootings, people are dying waiting for medical aid. And so now we have these things called warm zones. We have teams, so we will bring fire department personnel, EMTs, paramedics into the scene with our officers. To start
that
providing.
You secured already. Yeah.
Not even secured. Oh, we're going to secure as we go.
Okay.
We're going to go in there. We're going to
get those people
out. So you've
got your corpsmen following you into combat.
Absolutely.
Which is a military type thing.
They're wearing body armor. They're wearing helmets and they're going in with us so we can get those people triaged and out of there as fast as possible while we continue to either work on the threat that may be isolated somewhere, hopefully, or even eliminated while we continue to investigate. Because a lot of these cases, especially school shootings or mass shootings that are planned, will also have things like explosive devices. We got to deal with those issues too. So there's a lot going on at once.
I remember
that
one.
A lot of coordination.
I remember the one school shooting where they decided they have to clear it room by room, and meanwhile the person was just killing them.
Right.
Instead of now, but I think your tactics are as soon as you get one or two people there, you go for it.
Yeah, it's a mindset issue. So. You're absolutely right. The old days back in Columbine, it was a room-by-room clearing. Now it's go towards the threat, where the gunfire is. You may have to step over people that are injured. You may have to step over people that are dead. It's a mindset issue, and we train our staff to go right to that threat, eliminate that threat or isolate it, whichever way it works out. A lot of times these folks will bed down and barricade, ultimately commit suicide. But whatever it is, get that threat isolated so we can triage and provide medical assistance to the folks.
I really like what you've done with your providing physical protection for medics or for first responders that can follow you in, and you can drop them off as you're moving forward. They can start that right there, and they can save lives.
Right,
that's a great idea.
And that's
Bill.
The thing, we all train the same, so you know you're going to see our officers with the medics in a formation type. Drill, or they'll be walking to where somebody is, and two officers may be staying there while you have two medics working on somebody, providing cover for those medics while they go and treat that person, and then get them out of there. And we'll have maybe 20 teams of people, and that's when I talk about you're going to see officers from every agency rolling in here. We're going to be sal them up, put them in teams, sending them out.
And you all train together for these so that everybody knows, okay,
we do.
I'm teamed up with, I might be teamed up with the sheriff's deputy, and I've got a emergency first responder. He's with me, or she's with me, and we're going through here, we're clearing this area, and then we're going to provide security for them, and because the situation may be very fluid.
Yeah, you can't wait for SWAT.
No,
you can't wait for anything, right?
So. Oh, no. I look at it's a combat situation, and you've got to move to the sound of the guns. You have to eliminate it. But at the same time, you've got to have your, you know, with us, our corpsmen armed, and plus we'll leave somebody with them. And they start taking care of our wounded as we're moving up there. Yeah. So in this case, because so many innocents, and the more medical assistance you can push in there, which sounds to me like you have planned for, the better it is, the more lives you save.
Yeah, we started this process right before COVID started about 3 years ago. getting together, getting our fire departments outfitted with the proper equipment, starting to do tabletop exercises, and then in-person training. And we'll continue to do that. We'll probably have another training exercise later this year with multiple departments and our fire departments to try and get us, continue to get us all on the same page and in, hopefully not if this ever happens here.
Okay. I'm with Chief Bill Shuler of the Reading Police Department. We're talking mass shootings. My theory, and I hope I'm totally wrong on this, is we're watching them. Everything that bad that happens takes a little bit longer to get here to Reading. But once it's here, it's here. And to hear the type of response topic training that all of our law enforcement agencies have, because they all work together. Anybody that's a law enforcement officer, whether you're working for the DA, the Sheriff's Office, CHP, I imagine Anderson Police is probably be up here too, to try and negate the threat as soon as possible, but also give medical help immediately and not wait till something's cleared or it's over.
Yep.
Okay.
As quickly as possible.
We got to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Let's talk about that. Shasta Regional Medical Center is an emergency room, has been given some of the highest ratings ever by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services for emergency care, heart attack care, heart failure, stroke operations. They have a very, very capable emergency room staff. I know the doctor ahead of it, Dr. Taggart, and this man goes and he takes other classes. He's the kind of guy that you want to see, he and his team, if you get injured or something, you know, something's happened to you, is at Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back with Chief Bill Shuler.
Didn't know what time it was. The lights were low. Oh, oh. I leaned back on my radio. Oh, oh. Some cat was laying down some rock and roll. Let us all say. Then the loud sound, it seemed to fade. Came back like a slow voice on a wave of faith.
Did you know the role of district attorney is as important as our sheriff? It's true. The district attorney is an underappreciated office that protects our community. Law enforcement officers make the arrests, but it's the DA that decides if the suspect is prosecuted. That's why we need Eric Jensen for district attorney. Eric Jensen's an experienced attorney who shares our conservative values and will ensure the office of district attorney is both transparent and accountable to us, the people. Join me in voting Eric Jensen for district attorney. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Get your motors running and cruise down to Wind River Resort and Casino Sunday, April 24th for our annual Show and Shine. No need to sign up. This free event is from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. Space is limited, so get here early. Show your classic car and enjoy a hot dog meal, $10 free slot play, and a t-shirt. Additional hot dog meals available for $5. Favorite car wins $50 free slot play and a hotel stay. Bring the whole family and find your moment at the river.
It looks like spring.
the time of year for dust, pollen, busy birds, and bugs. The time to stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. With car wash packages starting at only $9. Or buy 5 car wash coupons and get 1 free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons and get 3 free. Quick and Clean Car Wash is fast and convenient at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Our faith, family, and freedoms are under attack, and these last 2 years have shown we can't rely on government bureaucrats to defend us. It's time for local conservative citizens to step up and stop politics as usual. It's time for Eric Jensen. Eric Jensen will ensure the Office of District Attorney is both transparent and accountable to the people of Shasta County, not some fellow political cronies. As a mother and a concerned citizen, I'm voting Eric Jensen for District Attorney. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Am I got the... Oh, hang on. I had the wrong headphones on, and I was blowing my ears open. Linda just leaves hers here. Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. 8:21 in the morning, 6th of April, 2022. It's going to go up to 91 today, my friends. If you've got dogs that you've been used to taking with you, you might not want to do that, because if it's 91, your car is going to be like 120 in a very short period of time. Dogs and children and people get very uncomfortable in that. Hey, the Reading Chamber of Commerce promises to give you information you need about the local candidates. They're having the first of their candidate forums tonight, April 6th at 5 p.m. at Sheridan Hotel. It opens up at 4:30. We will be broadcasting that on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, so you can hear what the candidates say. If you can't make it down to the Sheridan, right here. We'll start it at 5 o'clock. Okay, we're here with Reading Police Chief Bill Schuller. We talked about what happens during if there was a mass shooting here, and just to paraphrase it, is all the police, everybody, all the police are going to converge on it at the same time as they're going to trying to negate what's going on. They are bringing emergency first aid personnel with them that are also carrying, also have flak vest and protective vest and helmets. So, and they're leaving security with them so they could start giving first aid immediately, which is right. So important.
Right.
Okay. Lady called during the break and said, what are we doing? She drops her kids off at a local school. There's nobody there. How are schools being protected?
Yeah, so every district is different. So I'll talk about the city of Reading. City of Reading has school resource officers. We have 4 of them currently. We will probably increase that number in the fall. We're currently working on contracts with the schools. But we have SROs in every school. I realize there's a lot more than 4 schools, so they bounce back and forth. But we also do drills with the schools, lockdown drills, active shooter. Well, we don't call them active shooter drills in the schools, but lockdown drills, suspicious persons on campus drills, things like that. And we'll do those throughout the school year, test the staff, the students, and make sure they're following the drills correctly, locking themselves down, putting barriers over their windows in their classrooms, and things like that. And then, you know, our SROs are on campus as much as possible. For instance, yesterday there was a call by a school in west side of town, and there was an incident with an employee at the school, 2 blocks from a school, and somebody with a shotgun. And it turned out to be more of a misunderstanding than anything else, but regardless, that was an immediate lockdown by our SRO of that school, and we were deploying a whole host of resources over to that school to make sure that those kids were safe, and we had it resolved in a matter of a couple of minutes. So, yeah, it's
it was a misunderstanding.
It was a misunderstanding. The caller, I actually was on the school board for the school she was asking about, and for two terms, my kids went there, and I can tell you that school is pretty well prepared. They do drills, or at least they did when I was there. I used to participate in those drills as a school board member and as a law enforcement officer, and we would evaluate the staff, and they did a really good job. You know, the rural schools are different. I know the sheriff has SROs in some of the schools. The probation department is now kind of taking over that responsibility for him at the end of this year so we can have more people in schools. But, yeah, I'm a big fan of law enforcement officers in schools. There's two things, right?
Okay.
It adds protection, but it also helps break those barriers with kids and law enforcement officers. They get to know the cops. They get to know, have conversations with them, lunches with them.
It's officer friendly.
It is a great program.
What about, what do you think about certain teachers or staff being armed in schools?
Yeah, I'm totally in favor of that if they're trained appropriately. Yes.
I think that's a great idea,
yeah.
Frankly.
Yeah.
You know, if they're trained appropriately.
Right. And you and I talked on the break. Training is such an important aspect of carrying a firearm. We have officers that are highly trained. They train every month in firearms. Our SWAT officers train multiple times a month. Two SWAT trainings plus a regular officer training a month in firearms. And during a shooting incident, your adrenaline's pumping. There's a lot of factors, shooting at moving targets, all those things. We miss. It's a nature of the game. The military is the same way. We're not 100% accurate no matter how much training you have in these ever-evolving or fast-evolving scenarios. So the same thing with a teacher that's armed. We don't want just somebody random that doesn't have any training carrying a gun. Kids could potentially get hurt. Law enforcement officers get hurt. It would require a training with law enforcement to know how we respond and make sure that they're not getting hurt, and also how to protect those kids. And it would not be just something where you could get training once a year. This, if you're going to carry a gun in a school situation, you need some advanced training on firearms.
Yeah, advanced training, monthly shooting, and all this.
Absolutely.
I'm so proud of this one group of ladies I have. They got their CCWs, and now it's kind of like their social club. They come out and shoot once a month.
That's awesome.
Once a month. Yeah. And you think about that. You know, I have no problem with them carrying guns around because they all know how to use them.
Absolutely.
We talk about, you know, shooting, not just shooting, but what's behind the target, all these things. Anyway,
absolutely. Know your backdrop, for sure.
Know your backdrop. Okay, now, what happens if, let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Good morning, you two. How you doing?
Hi, Terry.
Great.
Quick question, Chief. There's been a lot of talk about the Johnson Wheel, which is basically the navigation center. I believe there's 7 or 8 wings to that. We have $40 million. Would the Reading Police Department prefer to see us get going with the jail right away? Or are you in favor of using that $40 million to explore? Because that's what they're using it for now in the county. The second question is, there's been a lot of talk, even since Chief Pelletti, that we have a couple of hundred people on the streets. We can't get off the streets. And we know that 70% of the people that are homeless use drugs. And we know you mentioned the drug problem we have here in this county at the very beginning of the program. Do you think that if we incarcerated these 200 or 300 people and we had room for them, wouldn't that lessen a lot of our problems? And how do you feel about a jail versus a quote-unquote navigation center?
Yeah. So,
okay, Terry, thanks.
Okay, so that's two questions. So as far as jail
maybe
versus
two and a half.
Maybe 2.5. I am in big support of Chief Johnson's plan, but I also agree that we have to do something quickly. What we're doing now is not working, and we have to find some way to hold people accountable for their crimes. That is the issue that we're having right now. I am a firm believer in mental health training, treatment, drug and alcohol treatment, job training while you're incarcerated in order to break that cycle. I'm 100% in support of that. However, we need to do something quickly. We have 400 or 500 people that are constantly committing crimes all throughout town, and we cannot do anything with them because they're low-level crimes and our jail is packed. So we have to find a way to do something about that. I'm not an expert in this jail this process because I haven't been part of the conversations on the county level as they do a deep dive into it. But I can tell you, we need to move on this project quickly and do something to get to make this community safer and hold people accountable
even
for their crimes.
You know what? Build your center where you've got all the where it's kind of like it's going to be spoked out, where you know you leave room in there for all the stuff that has to be in there, and you put one wing out there. What difference would 200? What difference would 200 people make off the street?
200 makes a big difference. I mean, I haven't looked at the numbers, you know, this in the last month, but we did a study analysis of repeat offenders and this recidivism, and these folks, we had about 500 number, but 500 people committing 95% of the crimes. You get rid of those 500 people, and it's going to make a huge difference, and it's also going to send a message. So we've got to do something. We need a jail that is twice the size of our
And if you didn't hear my rant earlier today before the chief came on, it's time to get off the pot. We've been talking about it. If there's money there, we need to break ground within 6 months.
Yeah, and I know there's that $40 million that Terry talked about, but you could do a bond issue. There's all kinds of things you could do to get the right amount of money to build this quickly.
Yeah, and then, you know, one of the things Patrick Jones said, is you get the first one out, and then you just build onto it, you know, these spokes, until you get 5 spokes, and then you can use this jail here for something else. Okay, we're here with Reading Police Chief Bill Schuler. He is strongly in favor of getting that jail done quicker than later. We talked about, you know, what happens if, God forbid, there's a mass shooting up here, how it's handled, safety in schools, and how that's being done. When we come back, I want to talk to him about, when we talk about public safety, I also want to talk about part of the public safety is how people look at things. And I also want to ask you a question about this guy that it killed that young man down at the Taco Bell.
Sure.
Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, a veteran-owned business, gives discounts for seniors and veterans where I get my haircut. It's a great place. Super people down there. They work by appointments only. 244-9478 is the phone number, and it's man's last stronghold. Go on down there. Get a haircut. You'll thoroughly enjoy it, and you'll keep coming back. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hey KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Ah, this is so frustrating.
What's up?
Well, I'm trying to order my wedding invitations on Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it.
Huh?
If you're thinking of buying wedding invitations online, don't do it. Call Minuteman Press of Reading and keep that business local.
Planning a wedding is tough enough without hassling with details like invitations. Minuteman Press of Reading is a full-service printer that will handle your cards from design to printing to envelopes. And their staff is super friendly and knowledgeable and can help you get what you really want.
You got the number?
It's 221-0400. That's 221-0400. Call now.
Shasta County, are you ready for something real special? Mary's Pizza Shack has some changes. We're now Charlie's Tap House, and a tap house rule number one is come in for the homemade pizzas, pastas, and other house-made specialties, and stay for the beer wall.
Mary's Pizza Shack is now Charlie's Tap House, pizza, pasta, grill. Same family owners and same homemade recipes. Plus, a few more you'll want to try for yourself. Friday nights, try our special hand-cut prime rib for just $28 with all the fixings. And all week, you can enjoy surf and turf or salmon and polenta.
Don't miss Shasta County's premier tap beer wall with your favorite beers on demand that you can order by the ounce. Try our new house beer collaboration with Woody's Brewing, Flippin' Hazy. Your taste buds will thank you. And when you sign up for our Tap House Rewards program, you'll automatically get $5 off towards your next order. Remember, our vibe is casual. The atmosphere is social.
Order online at charlews.com. That's charlews.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and Abbott, good morning. 8:36 in the morning here on the 6th of April. It's going to go up to 91 degrees today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Hey, I want to talk about the Safari Club International's Reading Regional Chapter's 28th Annual Banquet. It's going to occur on Saturday, April the 23rd at Wind River Event Center. Let me tell you, I have emceed this for the last 5 or 6 years. What a great event. If you like, Safari Club International raises money, to protect the freedom to hunt and promoting wildlife conservation worldwide. Almost all the money that's raised that night stays here. We give scholarships to kids that are going into things like, environmental studies, biology, things, other areas like this. It's going to go from 5 p.m. to 6:30 is receptions and games, 6:30 dinner, auctions and drawings, and you're not going to find a better selection of firearms than Safari Club International. And not only that, they have so many different things. They have hunts, and photo safaris. If you want to go on a photo safari to Africa, they have that. If you want to go on goose hunts, they have that. They have fishing. They have it all. So, for more information, go to sciredding.org or give Larry a call at 474-5075. This is Saturday, April 23rd. We always have a great time there. I'm here with Reading Police Chief Bill Schuller. And Don, I will get to you in a second. We talked about what the police do during the mass shootings. What do people do? Okay, I'm walking down the street here. All of a sudden, pop, 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 it starts in my area. What do I do?
Well, run. The terminology is run, hide, fight. So run, get away from it. Be a good witness if you see something, and you can call us and tell us information. And fight if you have to. Protect your family. Protect yourself. If you are a CCW holder and you can intervene safely, I mean, I, and you know that, just imagine all the scenarios, know your backdrops, think about the liability, do all of those things. If you can intervene, great. But remember, there's going to be, as I told you, 100 cops showing up. And if they don't know you're not a bad guy, you're putting yourself at great jeopardy. So just make sure you identify yourself clearly, put your firearm away, holster it, do whatever you can, and then, you know, talk to the officers and let them know what's happened. But the bottom line is, try and get yourself out of that situation as quickly as possible. Protect your family. Find some cover, concealment. And if you have to, last resort, fight.
Just remember, you get behind a car, get behind the engine block on the opposite side. That'll stop most rounds of anything that's going to be shot.
Yep.
But, and you're providing cover for your loved ones and yourself. And then if you are carrying a CCW, if they start coming in your direction, at least you can protect yourself.
Absolutely. And remember...
And you're a strong advocate for CCWs.
I'm a super strong advocate for CCWs. That's one thing I love about this community is we have so many folks in this community that are well-trained and carry firearms, concealed firearms, and they're available to help us if we need them. It's just we'd never want to get in a situation where we mistake a good person for a bad person.
No.
And so we just want to avoid those.
And we teach that in our CCW class, you know, and that's one of the things I say. You know, you may want to ride to the sound of the guns, but remember when you do this, there are going to be policemen showing up, and they have long guns, and they have long guns for a reason. And if they don't recognize you or you make a wrong move, that's horrible. But so think about it.
And you may have policemen that are off duty there with their families that are in plain clothes also responding. And you may not instantly recognize them if they're a policeman and they've got a gun. And maybe they have a badge hanging around their neck or on their belt, but you don't notice them. So it's just there's a lot to take into account on those situations. So protect yourself, protect your family, fight if you have to.
There you go. Good. That's a good suggestion. Okay, Don, good morning.
It's John.
John. I'm sorry. They have it written down. Okay, John, good morning.
Good morning. I just happened to come back from North Carolina for a month. And in the county my daughter lives in, they have, it looks like an old prison. It's just a fence with sleeping quarters and a few guards. And you do a crime in that county and you go spend some time there. And they have crime, don't get me wrong. But I know the sheriff that hangs around my daughter's house, and they don't have it like we do. They don't have repeat. They get some. I mean, we're not going to ever get rid of that. But it's much better, and it's a cheap thing to build. And I don't know whether we can do it in California. We probably got to put an air conditioner in it and stuff. But it's just crazy that we don't do something to punish.
Yeah, at least get them off the streets, long, you know, until they can go to trial.
Yeah,
exactly right.
Yeah,
no, there are after trial.
Yeah, there are a lot of regulations in the state of California.
Thanks
a lot,
John.
Imagine that prohibit us or counties from building jails like that, tent city jails. They have to have minimum amount of space. They have to have recreation area. They have to have certain resources and. Air conditioning, heating, all of these things. And,
TV. Do they have to have TV?
I don't know.
If no, they I don't do know or either.
Not, but I'm not a prison guy. But we've continued in this state to decriminalize things like drug possession. And you and I have talked about this to our blue in the
Ed
face.
Nauseam.
AB 109 and taking people out of prisons. Now we're closing prisons and we're just not holding people accountable. And now the counties are responsible for holding people in jail for years and years and years. And our jail is just not designed for that. We need to change quickly.
Now we do have, you know, somebody asked, well, how come there's empty spaces there? The jail is by law has to keep so many spots open.
Yes,
in that jail by court order. That's why when we say it's full, it's as full as we can pack it in there. But you've heard the chief say it. You've heard the board of supervisors say it. You've heard the sheriff say it.
Yes.
We need another jail that can hold 1,000 people. Or we need to add, and the jail we have now is nearing, I mean, now we're going to start spending millions to keep it up. If we build a new jail, even if we start with one wing at a time until we finish with 1,000 spots.
Right. And build our work camp program too so we can have more folks that are working off time on these lower level crimes, then come out with my staff the community cleanup and clean up these the streets, the homeless camps, all of those things, there we would love that. We could take 10 a day every day.
Well, and so why don't they do that?
It's because it's not just a matter of a lot of those folks have to be housed during the nighttime.
Yeah.
And so there's just no place to house them. So the work camps are pretty much voluntary, and some folks just don't show up.
Do they get, like, time off their sentence?
Right.
Do they get,
a day of work is considered a day of sentence or something.
Do we pay them at all?
No, we don't pay them.
Well, maybe we should, give them $5 an hour to come out there and help. And so they're, at least they're making some money. At the end of the day, you pay them so they can, do.
They're working off a sentence.
Yeah, so they're working off that's
but
true.
But if you had bed space, look, hey, you can work off your sentence each day with the Reading Police Department, the Shasta County Sheriff, and go out and do these cleanup events, or you can be incarcerated. You get to pick. What would you like, to be outside picking up, helping out your community, or would you like to be incarcerated for 24 hours? You decide. Now we've got some accountability here.
Well, then it seems to me that we could find a place. Okay, we've got a 10-man crew, 10-person crew, that we could find 10 rooms someplace. You know, that would be worth it because it takes 10 spots out of the jail. So they have a place to go to at night.
Right.
And then they work during the day. They work it off. They've got a 90-day sentence. So
it's the same issue, though. It's the same issue that if you're incarcerated, they're under the the legislation or the laws that are required in California. So
put them in a motel. It'd be cheaper.
Yeah.
It would be cheaper to put them in a motel than it is to keep them in the jail.
Well, we'll get a lot of people that are working off maybe a lower level, a DUI or something like that, and they'll come work the work crew and to get the maybe they get a week in jail or something like that. They'll do 7 days out on a work crew with us. We get those.
Okay.
They go home to their families at night, come in and work during the day and do that. But there's others that just never show up because there's just no accountability.
Yeah. 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 Oh, well. Okay. We're here with Reading Police Chief Bill Schuller. When we come back, I want to talk about this new parking. We're going to start charging for parking in Reading. And in the paper, they said it would be enforced by the Reading Police Department, but not exactly what we're thinking. 8:46 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Tobacco and Brew. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, is your home for all your tobacco accessories and tobacco, whether it's loose tobacco or if it's pipe tobacco, whatever. But they also have the finest walk-in humidor north of Sacramento, maybe including Sacramento. Great choices of cigars. They have grab bags there that you're going to, good cigars for literally less than what you'd pay for them if they were singly. But they also do so much for our community, Tobacco and Brew. Shelly and her people down there support a lot of our 501s here in town. And if you're friends with Shelly, you might actually be able to sit and put your chair on Hilltop and watch the cruise. It's a perfect place. It's right on Hilltop there. We'll be right back after these messages.
Did you know the role of district attorney is as important as our sheriff? It's true. The district attorney is an underappreciated office that protects our community. Law enforcement officers make the arrests, but it's the DA that decides if the suspect is prosecuted. That's why we need Eric Jensen for district attorney. Eric Jensen's an experienced attorney who shares our conservative values and will ensure the office of district attorney is both transparent and accountable to us, the people. Join me in voting Eric Jensen for district attorney. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Everyone should feel safe in Shasta County, period. This is Baron Browning. Being a father and a Marine, and the Mayor of Anderson has taught me that effective leadership comes from the willingness to put your own agenda aside and communicate with everyone. The people of Anderson did just that, and together we've made it one of the greatest and safest communities to live in. Let's make sure that all of our public safety personnel are not hamstrung with low funding and staffing by providing them the resources needed to keep our community safe. Vote Baron Browning for Shasta County Supervisor, District 5.
Paid for by the committee to elect Baron Browning for Supervisor 2022.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision.
Although Coach Master is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coach Master has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coach Master, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
It's April, and you know what that means. Cool April nights. Prepare yourself and your classic car for lots of show and shines, entertainment, and best of all, classic cars cruising around town all month. This year's official events will take place April 22nd through May 1st. And be sure to check out their website at CoolAprilNights.com for this year's schedule of events and to register your cars. Also, mark your calendars for the big show April 30th, which will feature over 2,000 classic cars. Cool April Nights is also celebrating its 31st anniversary as the largest classic car show in Northern California. So, now is the time to polish up that classic car, dust off that leather jacket and jeans, and get ready for lots of show and shines, live music, and best of all, classic cars cruising around town all month. Tickets on sale soon at Napa Auto Parts.
Our faith, family, and freedoms are under attack. And these last 2 years have shown we can't rely on government bureaucrats to defend us. It's time for local conservative citizens to step up and stop politics as usual. It's time for Eric Jensen. Eric Jensen will ensure the Office of District Attorney is both transparent and accountable to the people of Shasta County, not some fellow political cronies. As a mother and a concerned citizen, I'm voting Eric Jensen for District Attorney. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It is Wednesday, the 6th of April. You know, if you're not watching us on our, you know, we stream our shows on a channel, whatever it is. And so you can see us while we're inside the studios also. And see, you're missing my dancing. Because every so when I hear that song, I just my feet move, my arms and hands move, my head moves. I don't move my knees though. Okay, we're here with Reading Police Chief Bill Schuler, and this has been all the times your guys come on, and I appreciate you sending your different groups on, and then you come in on a regular basis too. That we were talking about mass shootings, what our law enforcement does, and trust me, they have a plan. And that includes bringing in first responder help or medical care at the same time that they're trying to take care of the situation. Then we talked about safety in schools, the things they do there. And Pat Karch, who used to work at the schools, said that your program of ALICE, Alert, Lockdown, Inform, Counter, and Evacuate, is, you know, worked really well, and that was another program that you all had. We talked about the a new jail and things to do with this. What a huge difference even 200 seats would make in our town, since we have around 500 who are the hardcore that do 95% of the crimes, but they're in and out of the jails.
Right.
And then our newest, my newest question is, as you saw, we're going to start charging everybody for parking down in Reading. But it said the police was going to enforce this.
But right. So the parking issue right now is we have this mishmash of 1945 parking meters. Literally, they were made in 1945, and there's some on parking spaces, and there's other places there's not, and we're charging 20 cents an hour to park, We have folks downtown that work downtown that are spending, you know, parking in a, on the street for 8 hours blocking businesses that need to have rotating traffic like restaurants. And so this is an overall plan to replace those meters with modern technology, a phone app, a kiosk, to park downtown and have some rotation, permits to park in the outlying parking lots in the city of Reading or in the downtown area. So for folks that work downtown, they could park at, let's say, Pine and Tehama, where there's a city lot, or at the old Rabba or across from Rabba in that lot, and have a monthly permit fee of like $10.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the new parking structure opening up, and we have the other parking structure, the underground parking underneath the Block 7 building or the new building down mm-hmm. there. And so we want to, and they're charging $1 private parking spot, $1 an hour. And so is the new parking structure that's going to open up in the next week or so, $1 an hour. So we want to be an equivalent to that potentially, maybe in the core, and then less as you go out. And as I said, permits. Yes, the Reading Police Department is going to do the enforcement. In 2007, we lost our parking enforcement officer. It's a non-sworn position. It's, paid slightly less than a community service officer, very close in salary. And that person, Jeannie Lewis, she worked for us forever. She was great. And she ran around in a little three-wheel cart all around downtown and did park enforcement. That's what we're going to go back
to. Well, how much do you pay for that then? Is it like $18, $20 an hour?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, we'll have to reevaluate the salary because the salary hasn't changed since she left. It's been stuck there, and it hasn't been. So we'll look at that.
How many hours a day is that? It's like 4 or 5?
8 hours a day.
8 hours a day.
Mm-hmm. 5 days a week. You looking for a job, Carl?
Well, I'm thinking about it. Cause I'm thinking, you know, do you have to wear a uniform? Or
yeah.
Can you just kind of like have like a cowboy hat and, oh, you know, and a Hawaiian shirt?
Might work something out for you.
Something like that. And yeah. But you just do is if people are parked illegally, you hit them with the ticket.
Yeah, so the new system with the kiosks and the apps will be all electronic.
Oh, okay.
They'll have ticket writers that are electronic in their rig.
Okay.
We've got some electric carts that REU donated through to us.
Right.
And they're going to have license plate readers on them, and uh-huh. they'll just drive down, and they'll see, oh, that car didn't pay for parking, and they'll print out a ticket and put it on their windshield, and it'll be done. And so it'll be a much more efficient system like they use every other city in the state.
In the state.
Or in every state.
Yeah.
And
well, I've seen them come up and it just prints out the ticket out
right.
of a little thing and they just put it on your car.
Right. And our idea here is not to make money. Our idea here is to have a break-even program where the streets are taken care of, where the meters are taken care of. We have the staffing, all of those things, and we just break even. So the parking could be $1 an hour. The study will determine that. It could be 50 cents. We don't know yet.
Yeah, I mean, going up from a 25 cents to a dollar, I mean, that's kind of a large jump. Now, what keeps our Denizens of the Dark from breaking in? Well, if they're parking meters, we've seen it out in front of here.
Yeah,
they
right.
just break into them and steal
right.
it.
And because they have change in them. But if we go to this electronic system, you'll
yeah.
be able to use the app on your phone. You'll be able to use your credit card at a kiosk. So instead of having a meter at every parking space,
could you put like money into it?
You can put money into it, credit okay. cards, but it'll be these large kiosks that'll be on, you know, every block, something like that.
And whoa.
So, well, they won't, there'll be very little cash in them, and they'll have, they'll be tied, you know, to, electronically to let us know if they're being tampered with. So,
okay. We'll,
yeah.
Well, that's going to be a change. How long do you think that's going to take to happen?
They're trying to get it going, so I think by the fall we should have something in place.
At least in part of the town.
Yeah.
And then move from there.
Yeah, it's just downtown. It's not going to be on the hilltop side or anywhere else.
That is such a position of power, the person there goes up. I mean, I'll be honest about this. You know, the guy that used to come down here, mm-hmm. he wasn't part of law enforcement.
Right.
He came down and we got to know him, and knock on the door. Hey, run out there and stick our money in the
right.
in the meter.
But right.
with this one, it just kind of sounds like, you know, auto. It's like a robot.
Yeah, but there's also a lot of discretion that goes in.
I'm sure there is.
And we will be especially in the early stages of this. We will have there'll be a lot of warnings out there. A lot of warnings.
Okay.
So I actually think it'll be good for our businesses. I know our business owners support it downtown because they want to be able to
people get come people. Out here and park. There used to be somebody when the other station was here. He would just park out here all day,
right?
And it was kind of like we have parking in the back.
Sure,
you know we could do that. And now you've got the parking structure. And the K2 boys said, "Yeah, we're going to charge for this because." Unlike our own parking structure that just fell apart, this way it goes to maintaining
right.
it and security. They're having security in there.
Yeah, and that's what this program will pay for is to make sure we can maintain our downtown streets, maintain our sidewalks, do all of those things, and break even. That's all it's about.
Okay, we're at the end of this. Anything you want to leave with the public?
No, I just want to say we appreciate your support. I mean, I know we only have a couple of seconds, but we're starting to see our lateral numbers grow with the signing bonus change. So we've got five people. We put them back around yesterday, so I'm excited. We're getting some growth.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, and that was the bonus. We can go over a little bit. That was the bonus that
yep.
was, and that, what that does is it helps get the lateral moves in to, and it's paid over a period of, it's not paid all up front.
It's paid over a year.
Over yeah. a year. They've mm-hmm. got to, they make the move, helps them make the move, yep. and then,
with milestones throughout the program, right. and they get paid as they get through those milestones. So, yeah, it's,
and that's, we got, that it's saves us money.
Yeah, we had 8 lateral applicants, and out of those, we put 3 into background yesterday, and, our billboard goes live here.